May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What are you worth? And what did you think of when I asked that question? Your money? Your investments? What is the monetary value of your life, I wonder? Or did you think of your worth as a person, your character, abilities and skills? Or your value to others as a colleague, partner, friend or relative? In today's Gospel, Jesus tells the parable of the talents. A man is going on a long trip and gives a great deal of money to three of his slaves, with the task of using it to make more money. To one he gives 5 talents, to another 3 talents, and to the third he gives 1 talent. Now, a talent was the Greek word for a lot of money. It was about 10,000 denarii, and we know that a denarius was a fair day's wage. So, given the life expectancy of those times, a talent was a lifetime's wages. And work that out. This was a lot of money. But of course, Jesus' concern is not really what his hearers, and that includes us today, are doing with their money, although that comes into it. His concern is what we're doing with our whole lives, with our character, abilities and skills, with our time and resources, with our experience, circumstances and opportunities. In fact, it seems that the reason we have the word talent in the English language at all, meaning ability, is because of this parable and its inner meaning. So, what is this parable's challenge for us? The first challenge is to recognise that you are, in yourself, an astonishingly valuable gift. Psalm 139 says, "For it was you, O Lord, who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance." Your life is of infinite worth to God. That's why he sent Jesus to redeem it. And more specifically, your unique combination of character, skills and abilities, your talents, are of immense value to God. Now, the heritage we have from St. Eanswythe can help us here, I think. I gain the sense from her story that she understood well that her unique talents and circumstances were of extremely high value to God. Can we follow her lead in this, do you think? Could you ask Christ to show you just how valuable you are to God? The second challenge, though, is to recognise that your life's worth does not belong to you. It belongs to God. In the parable, the owner gives his own money to his own slaves. The life that God gives to you belongs to him. And most of us will find this a difficult thought. So ingrained in us and our culture is the freedom and the rights of the individual. But one practical thing that we can do to recognise this truth about ourselves is to set aside time each day to worship, pray, and listen to God. By the time Eanswythe had founded the monastic community here in Folkestone, she was observing the Benedictine pattern of 7 times of prayer each day. But she undoubtedly learned a simpler pattern of prayer from infancy. What pattern of prayer could you realistically observe and sustain, do you think? The third challenge of this parable is that you're meant to do something with the gift of yourself in order to increase the value of the kingdom of God. Eanswythe used the unique combination of her character, skills, resources and circumstances to found a monastic community whose influence still lives on more than 1,000 years later. I'm not saying that you or I should try to do anything as great as she managed to do in her short life. Perhaps she was like the slave to whom 5 talents, 5 lifetimes' wages were given. But I am saying that you and I should aim to emulate her in doing something significant with what we have been given, with our 1 talent, with our particular and unique combination of character, skills, resources, and circumstances. And however young or old we are, it's never too late to evaluate how we're doing with the talent we've been given. So, today, what are your resources? What are your opportunities? How can you increase the value of Christ's kingdom? The final challenge of this parable is that one day we will have to give an account for our stewardship of the gift of our lives, of ourselves. Our owner has not yet returned, but he will one day, or we will be called to him where he now is. Listen again to these words of Jesus from our gospel reading. To all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. You think that's harsh? Unjust, perhaps? Actually, it's not so much a judgment as a simple description of the way life is in itself, in the nature of what life is. We are all given aptitudes, but they don't become skills or talents until we do the work of developing and using them. If we do this, then the effect of them multiplies as they influence the lives of others. But if we do nothing with our potential, then exactly nothing is the result. It is as if we never had them. They are nullified. And there's something more. It is as we use our skills and talents in relation to and for the benefit of others that we add value to the kingdom of God. A life lived entirely for oneself is a talent buried in the ground. It produces nothing, and the soul it represents is impoverished, having never fulfilled any of its potential to add value to Christ's kingdom. If you've ever seen the final Harry Potter movie, I think of the shard of Voldemort's soul under the bench on the platform beyond. It is of its own making, and so beyond any help. It has nothing. So even what it has is taken away from it. But we have not yet been called to account for the gift of our lives. We still live in the time of the invitation. Inspired by Eanswythe, let us be her companions as we decide today to recognise the immense value of the unique gift of ourselves. To acknowledge that all we are and have is God's property. To hone our aptitudes and use our skills and talents for the benefits of others, and to add value to the kingdom of God. Amen.